This is Epic Planet. It's That's Life with Mark Snyder. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Mark.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome to another edition of That's Life with Mark Snyder. My guest right now, Gordon Elliott. I used to actually be a huge fan of your talk show, Gordon. It was one of the better ones on television.
I found my fan. It was you.
Well, I still don't understand why the show didn't do as well. It lasted a few years, right?
Yeah, it went about 3 years. It's pretty obvious what happened to talk shows. You had to either be, you know, high-end celebrity, or you had to be what we call nuts and sluts.
Yeah, the Jerry Springer type thing.
Right, and I didn't want to do the nuts and sluts, and I certainly didn't have the kind of weight that Oprah had. I couldn't pull in those Hollywood big names, so it was time to get out.
But in actuality, though, lasting a few years is really a victory in that kind of battle.
Yeah. We did a good job for 3 years. What happened? I really had Phil Donahue's audience, and then when, if you remember, all those, I think, 30 talk shows came and completely destroyed the audience. 4 million viewers left daytime. They were pretty disgusted, too, with what was going on.
Yeah, there was a huge flood of inferior shows.
Right, and that really took my audience. They all went to cable. They all went to Lifetime or something else. But they didn't want to watch daytime TV anymore.
Mm. Now, I said to myself, this is probably the first game show you've done. But actually, weren't you behind that revival at one point to Tell the Truth?
Yes, I was. Years ago, I had the great pleasure of working with Mark Goodson. And we did To Tell the Truth on NBC, and I had an absolute ball. And Mark was just a marvelous man to work for, and of course a legend in the industry, having created those shows, you know, like Family Feud and all the others.
Mm.
But that wasn't meant to be. And in fact, after I left my talk show, I was working on a revival of Let's Make a Deal, and had an enormous amount of fun working on that show. Game shows are, you know, something that I do enjoy, and I was just lucky enough to be standing around when this one came through.
Yeah, I understand that To Tell the Truth is actually coming back again this year.
Yeah, with the guy from Seinfeld. It's a great game, and as Mark used to say, it's not a game show, it's a panel show. You know, it used to be the days of Frank Sinatra, and, you know, all those kind of guys would turn up. You know, Rita Hayworth and Lana Turner would sit on the panel. So it's an opportunity for people to be seen as clever and informed, not just, you know, win money.
I'm old enough to remember Kitty Kyle and that whole gang.
You know, she was on my panel.
Was she really?
Oh my, and she looks fantastic. She would kill me if I told you how old she was.
Well, I know. She's got to be like in her late 80s or 90s or something.
Right. And
yeah.
She looks magnificent.
Wow. Well, I mean, just the process of figuring out when it first came on and how old she was then, you can figure it
right,
out.
But do the math backwards.
Exactly.
But I made friends on that revival that I still have. David Niven Jr. was on that show. Orson Bean was on that show.
Hmm.
A lot of great guys. But you know, I hope it's going to come back and do very well, because I think it's classy television.
Well, let's talk about the show that you're going to be hosting for Fox. Every week, every night this week, it'll be on at 8 o'clock, except for tomorrow night, which will be at 9 o'clock.
Right.
And it'll be on Fox television in an area, and wherever you are, folks, just look for your Fox TV station. It's called It's Your Chance of a Lifetime. Tell us a little bit about the show, how it works.
Well, I think it's a fairly obvious why we're doing it, or why they're doing it. Everybody seems to be enjoying these millionaire shows. We've got a very, very successful format that has been on air in 15 countries around the world, and it's, you know, come here. And it's the audience is sitting there. We pull a contestant from the audience. All you need is your credit card bill, and I'll pay off in the first round. The show pays it off. The credit card bills for the people who arrive on the program. We've got some pretty big credit card bills coming down those stairs.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what are some of the credit card bills you've seen?
Well, it's a revelation on what's going on in America. We've got people walking down those stairs with $10,000 and $11,000 credit card bills.
Oh, my.
You know, carrying the balances. And they will never pay these debts down. You know, they're pretty hefty. But in one stroke, they answer a very simple question. we get rid of the credit card bills, and then they go on and they can bet their bank, and that's what makes the show fun and fast. You can get to $1 million. The maximum you can win is about $1.25 million, and you can do that in about 15 minutes if you know what you're up to.
What are the different categories?
Yeah, it's pop music, pop culture, Animal Kingdom, in the news. So it's more general knowledge based. You don't have to be an academic or some doctorate. You just got to have been aware of what's been going on around you.
Mm.
For example, even at the harder end, it's about things that most people would know about if they read the newspaper.
Yeah. Now, I understand there's also Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, which everybody seems to be inspired by. They have lifelines. You guys have something called Second Chance.
Right. What we offer people is that we give them two opportunities we call second chances at the beginning, in which they can either have the question turned into a form of multiple choice, or they can replace the question that I ask with one from their favorite category. And if they make it all the way to question 7, we give them a last chance. So we couldn't be fairer.
Mm.
And we've had wonderful moments on the show already. We had a lovely man who came in who was an assistant pastor, a young guy. He earned probably $28,000 a year, and he walked away. I won't tell you what he walked away with, but they're life-changing moments. He walked away with several hundred thousand dollars. You'll have to see the show. But at one point, he turned to me. He says, "Gordon," he says, "this is more money than I'll ever have in my life. I can't gamble with this anymore." I said, "I totally understand."
Mm.
I said, "What are you going to do with it?" He said, "My little two-year-old girl asked me to come home and build a swing set at the bottom of the garden." I said, "Mate, you take your money and go. Get out of Vegas while you still can."
Well, that brings me to another question, and that would be, how involved do you get emotionally in the success of some of these contestants?
Well, Mark, I think it's obvious that some people come on and you immediately like them and you want them to win. And you know the money's going to make an enormous difference. One of the contestants walked off the show and said, "You don't know what this means. My kids are going to go to college, the house is paid for, and I would never have been able to accumulate this kind of money." And it took a day, because we're too busy doing a show. And the next day I was talking to my wife on the phone about it, and I realized, holy moly, we just gave these guys millions of dollars.
Mm.
It does. And you think about what that money would do for people, it's great. And that's really what I try and do on the show. I really try and invest in the person, because if you don't care about the person, you don't care about the outcome. And it's not the money, it's what they're going to do with the money that's important. So we talk a lot about what their dreams are, if I can get them to speak about it, if they can concentrate for a minute.
Talking to Gordon Elliott. Gordon, do you have any idea of how people can get on the show if they want to try to be on the show?
Yeah, the show's going to... The people are going to put ads in local papers, and you'll probably also see numbers at the end of the show when we start running it. We're looking for contestants because we want the audience to reflect the viewing audience. I think one of the problems with other game shows is that, they're guys who can punch phones fast. We're looking for people, who would be generally regarded as, ordinary Americans. More women, more people from different parts of life. We're coming looking for you. So it's on the show, and you'll see.
Now, what happens if people have no credit card debt? How do they get in on the first question?
I have all your relatives in the family transfer their balances onto one card and give it to you when you come on the show. I would recommend you build credit card debt if you want to get rid of it. Hey, listen, don't worry about the credit card debt. You'll win $1.25 million if you're aggressive and smart. Your credit card debt looks pretty puny if you're that clever.
I'll have to ask you this question. I know you don't have to answer it, but has anybody won the big prize yet?
I think anyone who watches the first week is going to get a good idea of what the show can do for people.
Mm. And again, tonight you can watch it on Fox at 8 o'clock. I just want to ask you a couple of quick questions, too, about your background, because you're from Australia originally. Obviously, you have an accent still. And I just want to know, I guess you were in radio and TV in Australia?
I started off in radio. I started off studying law, and I didn't want to be a lawyer, so I went to... I got offered a job in radio, and I enjoyed that, and then somebody offered me a job in television, and then a whole bunch of us came over here and started a show called The Current Affair. So my career's been a series of, you know, happy accidents, I suppose you could call it.
I used to love A Current Affair, and I remember you on the show. In fact, my my cousin Maury Povich was the host at one point of that show.
Maury, who is one of the nicest men I've ever met, and what is he doing with his hair, by the way? But anyway, tell him I said hi.
Yeah, I don't see him too much, but yeah, he's a cousin of ours.
You know, he I think no matter what success he's enjoyed enormous amounts since. He never had a better time in his life, and we never had a better time in our life than making that show. We put our tongue in our cheek and our asses on the road, and we had a real good fun time producing that television show.
Did you ever get to meet his dad, Shirley?
Never did.
Yeah, one of the greatest sculptures you'd ever want to meet. Very talented artist.
Really, I believe he was a sports writer. I didn't know.
Yeah, he did that too. Yeah,
really?
He was a sports writer. Actually, his first cousin was a sculptor who was on in the front page of Newsweek at one point.
See, you guys, you're brimming with talent in your family. In my case, I have no other talents. That's why I'm forced to host game shows.
Well, the show's called "It's Your Chance of a Lifetime." You'll be able to see Gordon Elliott again. I missed the Gordon Elliott show. I got to tell you, I like that show.
Well, thank you, Mark. You know what? If you miss it, watch tonight at 8 o'clock on Fox, and I think I'm cheeky enough for you by inquiring into people's personal lives for their credit card usage. You'll enjoy this.
All right. Well, we'll see you tonight. Gordon Elliott on Fox TV tonight at 8 o'clock with the show called "It's Your Chance of a Lifetime." And thanks for coming on to PNP Network.
My great pleasure, Mark.
Take care. Bye bye.